dating shows.
You have a total lack of respect for Adam Richman.
How is that a show? Do people just show up and eat?
Well, you haven't watched it, so you don't obviously have no.
Exactly. I poo poo.
Yeah.
I poo poo.
I'll see you after the eating show.
I'm sure. Exactly. That's the show I want to watch.
The good news is we have time for the most entertaining 60 seconds in radio. It is time once again for the Maddie Minutes.
That's right, Justin. It's a big weekend at the theaters. We have four new movies in theaters this weekend, all efforting to steal that number one spot at the box office held 2 weeks in a row by Despicable Me 2. Now, two of the films opening feature the brilliant talents of one Van Wilder, also known as Ryan Reynolds. It's no surprise Reynolds keeps getting so many roles after his most recent string of box office successes like The Green Lantern and Safe House. You saw both of those, right?
One of them.
Okay. The first is an animated film from DreamWorks that opened this Wednesday titled Turbo. Turbo is about a garden snail that encounters a freak accident that gives him the speed to pursue his dream of winning the Indy 500. Also lending their voices to this snot-like snail trail of actors are Paul Giamatti, Sam Jackson, and Snoop Lion. The other film starring Reynolds this week is the live-action fantasy film RIPD, which stands for Rest in Peace Department, and co-stars the dude Jeff Bridges and the MILF from Weeds, Mary Louise Parker. RIPD is about a cop who dies and is recruited in the afterlife by the RIPD in efforts in finding the man who killed him. If RIPD doesn't seem like it's for you, but you'd still like to have nightmares of dead people at night, then there is another movie opening this week you may find intriguing. The Conjuring claims to be based on a true story about a couple who are paranormal investigators who work to help a family terrorized by a dark presence in their farmhouse. By true story, I'm sure the film's producer means true in the same way that there's an Easter Bunny and that Ryan Reynolds is a good actor.
What are you trying to say?
That it's probably not true. And finally, our fourth movie opening this weekend is the sequel to Red, simply titled Red 2. Bruce Willis reprises his role as Frank Moses, who must surprisingly reunite again with his unlikely team of CIA operatives, played by John Malkovich, the Weeds MILF again, and the GILF, Helen Mirren, who must go on a quest to track down a missing nuclear device. This time around, Anthony Hopkins has been added to the cast, with the filmmakers of Red 2 hoping that jamming a bunch of actors who have been in popular films at one time or another into an action movie will create the kind of cinematic genius that The Expendables tapped into. My prediction this week is that The Conjuring will be number one on Monday, and that's your Zone Maddie Minute, which was probably over a minute. But
that's okay.
A minute-ish. Good stuff.
Somebody's got to sell that. Somebody's got to sell the Maddie Minute. That's too good. That's got to have a sponsor.
Coming up, Adam Richman, who Bill Vickery will not be allowed to talk to.
Nope.
Kevin Little Rock on the Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback regarding eating shows. Did anyone mention the show with no name?
Are we on? Are we on?
Stuff's delicious.
Let's see what else we got here. Kev says Shabazz may be the best athlete, but I think Cedric Cobbs was a better football player.
Blasphemy. Well, I gotta tell you, E. Billington Nerdwell is a better chess player than Shabazz. Get into that. Reading words here. I can see your. I can see